تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, Honorable Guests, Huffaz, Respected Brothers, Mothers and Sisters in Islam, and respected listeners that are listening to us across the globe via audio streaming and via Radio Islam, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, respected elders and brothers, we take this opportunity to welcome one and all to this Mubarak and this blessed gathering. As you and I know, that generally the month of Rabi'ul Awwal has assumed the status of regular jalsas, celebrations, and special gatherings to commemorate the coming of the final and the last Nabi of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected listeners, there can be no two opinions amongst the believers that wherever there are gatherings where the remembrance of Allah's Nabi is taking place, gatherings where the life examples of Allah's Nabi are being spoken about are indeed special gatherings. Discourses on the subject of the biography of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are indeed very blessed gatherings for the believers. It shows the deep love and the concern that we have for the final messenger of Allah. And it is this very love that has remained the distinct characteristic of the Muslims throughout the centuries. Nevertheless, however, the love perhaps has not changed, perhaps its nature has. Me and you know that the companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, were the special people who came into direct contact with Allah's Nabi. They learned from him. They devoted their lives to his mission. They joined in his struggle. And respected listeners, they earned the credentials of being the model disciples, devotees, and believers. Now when we study the life of each and every one of these guiding stars, we but come to the conclusion that never did they need a day or a month to devote to Allah's Nabi. Because they had devoted their entire lives to Him. Because they had devoted their entire lives to Him. Respected listeners, they loved Him. They loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had their lives to show for it. Indeed, tonight as we sit here, let us make this firm resolution that that is what we will be trying to work towards. That is something that must inspire us. Because wallah, it is only when we will inculcate this love and devotion of the caliber of these guiding stars, then will we reach perfection in our iman. Respected listeners, coming back to the night, Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed our country in so many ways. And from amongst these ways that Allah has blessed us with, is that Allah has given us men of sound knowledge in every faculty and department. Alhamdulillah ala dhalik. We praise Allah for that. Respected elders and brothers, to open tonight's proceedings inshallah, we have in our midst Qari Ayyub Ishaq Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who is the head of the faculty of Tajweed and Qiraah at Darul Uloom Zakariya. And a point noteworthy here is that Qari Ayyub Sahib is perhaps the highest qualified person in the sciences of Qira'ah in our country today. Alhamdulillah, respected elders and brothers, something that we ought to be proud about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed, for the past 21 years and more, has used Qari Saf for the khidmat of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a noble and an honorable deed is that. We humbly request Qari Ayyub Ishaq Saf, Damat Barakatuhum, to open tonight's proceedings for us. Jazakumullah.